Welcome back here in the huddle right here on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. Look, we talked to Zach Cox, our Patriots insider, earlier in the show. Well, what better chance now to talk more Patriots with a guy who used to be on the sidelines for New England? How about former linebacker Willie McGinnis, one of the all-time greats, three-time Super Bowl champ with the Pats. You can hear him now on NFL Network. You can hear him now on NBC Sports Radio when he joins us now on the TikTok Jewelers guest line. Willie, thanks for being with us. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing well, but Patriot fans not doing as well. So take me inside of Bill Belichick locker room after a tough loss.
Well, he's going to point out the mistakes. It's not a happy locker room. Guys are not excited about the poor performance. They know that they left a lot of plays out there. They know that they didn't execute the way they were supposed to. The head coach, Bill Belichick, is not going to make any excuses. He's going to give credit to the Kansas City Chiefs, which is deserving because they came out and they outplayed them, they outphysicaled them, they outcoached them, as you heard Bill Belichick said. And Andy Reid did a great job at making halftime adjustments where they took advantage of certain situations out on the field, and it showed in a big way. And it's week one. Nobody's panicking over week one, especially the teams that's been doing this for a long time and the coaching staff. You just got to make adjustments. You got to get back to work, put your head down. And as a player, I can tell you, coming off a loss like that, I couldn't wait. If I could go out and play in the parking lot an hour later, I would. You can't wait to get back on the field and get back to game time just so you can just get that nasty taste out of your mouth.
Willie, you played linebacker. The biggest question we have for the Patriots right now is their pass rush. What does a good pass rush do for you in the second level at the linebacker position and do for the defensive backs also? How vital is it?
Well, it gives the secondary a cushion. They can gamble a little bit more. They know the ball has to come out at a certain time. The quarterback can't sit back there, pat the ball, and wait for receivers to get open. Some of those long, exotic routes are not able to develop because the pass rush is getting there. And 9 times out of 10, the quarterback is forcing situations or trying to get the ball out too quick, and he makes mistakes. You know, and they will figure it out. If they don't have one or two guys getting that much pass rush, Matt Patricia has done a great job at making adjustments and bringing linebackers or bringing safety. They're not going to sit back and let any team pick them apart. They'll figure that part out.
Willie, I want to go back in your career. You were on a team that went to the Super Bowl under Bill Parcells in the mid-90s with New England. What were the differences between a Belichick-led New England team and a Parcells-led team?
Wow, that's tough because they come from the same coaching tree. I think there's a lot, a big difference as far as now from back then. I mean, I had Parcells in the 90s. The game has changed so much. So I think your coaching has to change. The philosophy stay in place, but the player is different. So you have to coach the player a little bit different. The game has changed where it was a little more physical to the point where you practice different. Teams went out and ran the ball and did things different. So the personnel groups and the type of player that you were playing, game planning for has totally changed. So if you were successful in the 90s and you're still successful 2 decades later, I think that says a lot about a coach's mind and how great a coach is. And Parcells is a great coach. He's in the Hall of Fame. Of course, that says it all. But Bill Belichick has taken the game to another level just because he's lasted so long in a game that's changed so much.
Willie, that Super Bowl team in the 90s, they lost to the Green Bay Packers. So because you had that experience of losing a Super Bowl, how much more meaningful even was the run you guys went on in the early 2000s where you ended up with 3?
There's nothing good about losing a Super Bowl. I'm just going to start off by saying that. That's the worst feeling in the world. But what it does for you as a player prepares you for the logistics of the game, how you get ready for the game, how things happen, how the times as far as halftime and going out and preparing for the game, not getting caught up with the actual Super Bowl and all the events that surround that, as family tickets, the parties, the media requests, all those different things that happen. It prepares you to just focus and hone in on the game And I think that's the biggest lesson I learned from playing in 96 versus playing in 2001 and beyond.
Willie, when you let's be honest now. We're 17 years after the fact. When you see Drew Bledsoe get hurt and Tom Brady comes in, what are you really thinking at the time?
You know what, man? That happened. That was so crazy how that happened and how those events transpired. But what I can say is Drew Bledsoe is one of the most professional guys, and the way he handled that was a huge part of why we won. He mentored, he helped, he was a great teammate, and it was terrible. It sucked that he couldn't be out there. I know how much he wanted to be out there, and he was on that 96 team, so he wanted revenge, and he wanted to go out and win a Super Bowl as well. But things happen for a reason. When I go back and rewind the clock in history, hell no. I mean, I got three Super Bowls, and the way it happened is the way it happened. And that was the birth of Tom and the success we're seeing now. But Drew Bledsoe, man, I have so much respect for him, how he handled everything, how he helped us. A lot of people don't know how much he helped us win in 2001. He was a big part of our success.
Willie, we'll get you out of here on this. A tumultuous time in the country right now. We focus a lot of our NFL Sundays on who's standing for the anthem, who's protesting the flag and all that. But you were on the field right after 9/11, and Joe Andreuzzi, one of your teammates, you know, national notoriety for his brothers that were servicemen. What was it like at that time to see the flag be such a unifying thing as opposed to being divisive as it is now at times?
I think the flag is still unifying. I think people just use the platform to get a point across. And because of players, football being our platform, and that moment being the platform, I think players understand that and they want to get messages out. But the message is love. The message is peace. The message is togetherness and unity. It's not something that's separating. And I'm proud that players now are explaining what's going on so the fans and people really understand it. And back then when we saw Joe Andreuzzi run out with the flag and what our country was going through, it's a big reason why we had success as a team, because it brought us closer as a team. When we were introduced, we never came out individually because we thought our nation was together as one, so we did everything together. And we wasn't just playing for us. We were playing for all those families. We were playing for all those people in service who were going out risking their lives to preserve life. So, that's very emotional. It's very personal. And, it was something that created the Patriot way, togetherness and family for us.
Willie McGinnis, one of the best to ever do it for the Patriots, a three-time Super Bowl champion. You can hear him on NBC Sports Radio. You can see him on NFL Network game day coverage. Willie, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again.
My pleasure.